I'm joined by The Guardian's Chris McGreal, who is in Benghazi. There's been increased intensity of the bombardment against the opposition in recent days, Chris. What's the response to that?
In the east, it's been to dig in near Ras Lanuf, which is effectively the front line. Yesterday, there was some very intense fighting with the firing Katusha rockets, the bombing by government forces or Tripoli government forces, setting fire to some oil tanks there. This is the oil region, and the oil tanks went up. They've been burning ever since, sending huge amounts of black smoke into the air. The rebels seem to be becoming better organized militarily. They've now got a new experienced leader, Omar Hariri. He used to be one of Gaddafi's officers, in fact was part of the coup that brought him to power more than 40 years ago. And they're digging in their defenses around Ras Lanuf, strengthening them. It's not clear whether that means that they are intending for now to simply sit there and try and resist Gaddafi's forces if they now turn their attention east. Once they're dealt with Zawiya, if they have indeed dealt with Zawiya, that situation remains unclear. Or whether the rebels intend to continue to try and advance towards Tripoli, as I say, it remains very unclear. One of the things that has happened, though, is that the military leadership is clearing out all of the hundreds upon hundreds of young men who simply grabbed weapons in Benghazi and around from military bases and headed towards the front to fight. They've been very poorly disciplined. They have no experience. They shoot at the slightest provocation, and they become a danger to themselves and to the rebel cause in some ways. They are now being replaced with more experienced soldiers, people who served in Gaddafi's army in an effort to give it some coordination and discipline. There was concern amongst the revolutionary leadership that these young men might get trapped down there. They might be encircled by Gaddafi's forces at some point. They would be trapped, they would be cut off, and they would be lost to the cause. And the revolutionary leadership would rather they were back in Benghazi helping to defend the city if it comes under attack. Now, there's no immediate prospect of that, but there is an awareness here that the rebel advances have stalled, that the military situation is looking reasonably difficult for the revolutionary. The uprising has now evolved into what's increasingly looking like a civil war, and that's a much longer-term prospect, much harder prospect for the revolutionaries.
And how aware are they of Benghazi, of what's going on in the international community? Both NATO and the EU are due to meet today to discuss Libya.
Yeah, there's a lot of attention towards that. I mean, as the popular uprising, has failed to unseat Gaddafi in a way that he was the example they were looking to, people in Benghazi were looking to, was of course what happened in Egypt and Tunisia. The popular uprisings removed dictators very swiftly, relatively swiftly, only within days. That clearly isn't going to happen here. And as the situation has got more difficult for the rebels, so they are increasingly looking to the international community to back them. Now, one of the things they want, as you say, is the no-fly zone. They feel that will strengthen their military hand because it'll be harder for Gaddafi to launch airstrikes against them, although it has to be said at this point that the airstrikes that have taken place in the east, at least, have been relatively ineffective. They haven't made a huge difference to the military situation. But certainly the rebels will welcome any sense of international solidarity, I suppose. They're looking to the international community to help supply them with weapons and ammunition if it comes to a much longer-term fight. And actually what they also want is political recognition. They want foreign governments to recognize the revolutionary leadership as the legitimate administration of Libya, to isolate Gaddafi. They hope that will give them access to Libya's funds, government funds overseas, that it will give them access to Libya's oil revenues. And, of course, that would